When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
If you are currently feeling down and dissatisfied with your life, you feel like everything's getting too much for you, like you can't go on, like everything's too difficult, you don't want to do this anymore, why is life so hard, why can you never get anything right, I'm going to give you my system for breaking down life's problems into easy and manageable steps. So sit down, relax, let your brain rest for a minute. You don't need another video right now, just sit down and chill, grab a pen and paper. We're going to sort this out together, because all through my life, there's been periods where I've gotten overwhelmed. Overwhelm is probably one of my least favorite feelings, when I've got too much on and I just do not know where to start, when I feel myself kind of backed up against the wall. You have to figure out very effective ways of dealing with the problems in your life and dealing with your emotional state as a man. So you stay level-headed, so you can fix your problems, so you can make the best possible move at any given time. So I first learned this method just through sitting down with my mother, because my mother would see me get little Jack overwhelmed and say, Jack, what's wrong? I said, Mom, I don't know what to do. I've got so much to do. Help me. And she'd say, relax, Jack. Sit down, buddy. Let's figure this out. So what I do, I'll give you my system currently. I get rid of the phone. So I wake up with a fresh morning to solve my problem. So maybe tonight you go to bed and you make sure you get a nice early night, plenty of sleep. Tomorrow you wake up with a fresh head and do not look at the phone in the morning. I know it's so fucking hard. It's addictive. The phone is so addictive, especially when you make money from the phone, if you're a business person, especially if you run a business. Even if you haven't even got a job and you're at home, you're addicted to the dopamine. You've got to get rid of that phone in the morning. It instantly clouds your brain and makes it harder to do tasks. Walk straight out of the bedroom and sit down. And I recommend you start reading the book, Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl. This is a book that I use to help myself. And the reason why is because it puts things into perspective. It puts your very small and insignificant problems into perspective against one of the most horrific things that ever happened to mankind, with the Nazi death camps and Auschwitz and the death of many people and the suffering that they endured. So I use that book just to reground myself, to center myself in the morning. I'll read that book, 10 pages of that, and I think, all right, everything's not so bad. I feel okay. I'm not in their position. It helps me get in the right mindset, because that's very, very important. And then what I do is I make a list of problems, and I go personal and I go business. And my list normally looks more like the things I want to get done or start doing. And I find when I get into periods of overwhelm, I've normally stopped doing some of the things that helped me stay grounded before. I've left out the part of my morning routine. I've not been reading every morning. I've not been going to the gym in the morning. And I write down a personal list of things I want to fix personally, how I'm going to get myself in a better mindset in the days moving forward, so I don't end up in a funk again. So I'll go on a personal list, and you can do this now. Personally, just write down some things that if you did them, you think you'd feel a little bit more mentally positive. So I wrote down the other day, I haven't been doing my gratitude list. I've been thinking so much about the future and what I want, but not enough about what I already have. So I put down, I'm going to do 10 gratitude lists every morning. I'm going to write down and do 10 things on my gratitude list. I also realized I'd stop praying. And you've got to remember that whatever God you believe in, God is there to guide you. God is there to give you this support. God is there to look after you, to put a hand on your shoulder and show you that you're not alone, to show you the path, even through your suffering. And I realized that I'd taken my God for granted. I'd not been thanking my God in the morning. I'd not been praying or talking to my God in the morning. And my religion, I've read about quite a few different religions now, and I'm not sure exactly where I stand, but I still believe and pray to a God at the moment. So you don't have to be 100% in a religion to take advantage of this and use this and commit yourself to the help that is out there, the guidance that is out there in the universe, whether you just call it universal law or energy exchanges, high vibrational frequency. There's something out there that can help you. And whether you're Muslim you're Jewish, you're Christian, absolutely anybody can use the help and guidance from their God to ground them. So that was on my personal list, because I realized I'd not been asking for the help and guidance of my God, and I've been trying to do everything on my own, when we all have that help there and available to us as God's children. The next thing I put on my list was to spend time in solitude. You can't figure out your problems, and you can't become the man you need to become if you spend time with other people all the time. And if you're constantly watching and stimulating yourself, you have to spend time in solitude. You have to lock yourself away for a bit and figure out your problems. If you're with people every day, if you're with a girlfriend, around your parents, with your friends at school, with your friends at work, with your friends inside your business, other people's influence is constantly on you. You can't be your true, authentic self. So you have to lock yourself away for a minute. You just write down some personal things on that first list that you feel would help you be in a better mental state to battle your problems. And then the majority of my problems, or challenges, or goals, or things I just need to do, they're not particularly problems sometimes, are business-based. So I will put down business problems, and I'll write down a full list of things that if I did them, my business would be way better, or I'd make more money, and I'd be more satisfied, and I'd have more of my time back. And I write down every single thing I want to do in a list. And I think yesterday I came up with a list of about 15 things. Each one of those 15 things, what you then do. I do all of this originally on paper. So I start on paper. I then take the 15 things from the business list and I put them into Apple Notes on my laptop. And I'll start with the first one. So the first one on my list was build the podcast studio. And I was like, okay, what do we need to do to build the podcast studio? And I'll break it down into the smallest steps I can possibly think of. So I sat down and I started writing, all right, first we need to measure the room, buy furniture, go and do that. Where can we buy furniture? Get from IKEA, no problem. Okay, put that on the list. Then we need a table, maybe we have to get a custom table, no problem, figure that out. Some artwork, we need to get the speakers, we need to get the microphones, we need to get the technology, we need to get the camera set up, we need to get the soundboard, or the thing that allows you to put things on the screen. Who do we know that we can talk to about this? My good friend Darren. He runs a podcast that I've been on before. I messaged Darren. Is it all right if we have a call this week? Absolutely. He said, no problem. We'll jump on a call this week. I'll tell you exactly what you need to buy. And already I've started to break down one of my, in my head, problems. Like, how am I going to build this thing? I don't know how to do it. And now I've got manageable steps that I've started to take action on. And I'm already starting to feel a little bit better. One of the next ones on my list was filming the first podcast episode and getting it released. How are we going to do that? Well, the first thing you need to do is have an idea of what structure you want to have the podcast. How do you want to run it? Think about the structure. Think about having a theme song that plays at the start. Who can you talk to? Okay, let's reach out to some music producers who can make us a theme song and some buttons we can press and some graphics that come up and an intro. And then what's the first episode going to be about? Let's put down some ideas. Let's think about the structure and who we're going to have on. And bang, all of a sudden, we're looking at, we've got the steps to make the podcast studio and we've got the steps to build the first podcast. So what I recommend you do is take everything from your list that you wrote down on paper and you write down these exact steps. Now, once you've done this, you're going to have a huge document full of an unimaginable amount of work that you now have to get done, but it should be feeling slightly better at this point. And then what I like to do is go through and think, okay, which one of these tasks really has to be done right now? Which one do I have to do today? Otherwise, it's going to get bad for me and create more problems in the future. And I put them to the top and I start solving them first. And I work my way back down to the ones that are less important and less essential to business. And that is how I solve my problem. That is how I take my brain from being overwhelmed and not wanting to do this anymore and feeling sorry for myself to somebody that's in control of the way that he runs his life. So I hope that you can use that system in your own life and start solving your problems that we all have and understand problems are a part of life. They are, that nothing is meant to be easy as a man. That is why not everybody wins. But you need effective ways to control your emotions, to take your emotions out of it and think about things logically and make the best possible move. So boys, it's been a pleasure. I hope you enjoyed it. And I'll see you on the next one. Whoop-a!
Want if you could have anything, and who would you be? Most people are not operating anywhere near the level that they could be. Most people don't even know. They want a better life, but they don't know what that is. The quickest way to become the person you want to become is to get new friends. You only need to hear one thing slightly differently and it pushes you to that next level. If the pack that you're rolling with is destructive, it's going to destroy you. No matter how strong-willed you are, if you keep hanging out with those people, you'll be the same as them. But it works the other way around. If you're with five guys, they're absolutely killing it, you'll become the sixth.